After hours of debate stretching over half the weekend, the Inflation Reduction Act has been approved. It marks a major boost for President Joe Biden's domestic agenda and a remarkable turnaround for a piece of legislation that 3 weeks ago was all but dead. It includes aims to lower the cost of prescription drugs and cut the deficit by roughly $300 billion. With only a simple majority required for it to proceed, Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie in the Senate. The bill now moves on to the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives on Friday before the president can sign it into law. Republicans voted unanimously against the funding, arguing that pumping more money into the economy would only serve to worsen America's inflation crisis. Benji Hyer, Washington, D.C.